Well, we're looking, first let's turn to Joel. Got to look on that because we're looking at the minor prophets still. This is the book of Joel, and we'll also touch a little bit less briefly on the book of Obadiah. Now, Joel's an interesting book. The name Joel means Yahweh is God. And Joel probably wrote these words down before the fall of Jerusalem to the Babylonians in 586 BC, before Christ. Although there is some dispute about, we don't actually know when this book was written. And the occasion of the book is rather interesting. It concerns a plague of locusts that descended upon Judah, upon the whole area, actually. Now, as I was looking at listening to Mark's sermon, looking at the scriptures today, Joel plays sort of an outsized role in terms of being a minor prophet, but yet how it was the prophecy there, particularly in Joel chapter 2 that we get to, is used by Peter when he quotes a lengthy passage there from Joel in the day of Pentecost, when he's preaching on the day of Pentecost. But one of the things that's really important here is the gift of the Spirit. And in the scripture reading today in John chapter 14, verses 16 and 17, he said, "And I will ask the Father," Jesus said, "and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you." So that's sort of the sense that you're seeing what will happen on the day of Pentecost. And in verse 26 talks about, "But the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." So it's rather interesting how this ties in today with looking at the book of Joel. But initially, we're looking at Joel. We're talking about a plague of locusts. So let me read a little bit here from the first chapter of Joel. "The word of the Lord that came to Joel, the son of Pethuel. Hear this, you elders. Give ear, all inhabitants of the land. Has such a thing happened in your days or in the days of your fathers? Tell your children of it, and let your children tell their children and their children to another generation. What the cutting locust left, the swarming locust has eaten. What the swarming locust left, the hopping locust has eaten. What the hopping locust left, the destroying locust has eaten. Awake, you drunkards, and weep and wail, all you drinkers of wine, because of the sweet wine that is cut off from your mouth. For a nation has come up against my land, powerful and beyond number. Its teeth are lion's teeth, and it has the fangs of a lioness. It has laid waste my vine and splintered my fig tree. It has stripped off their bark and thrown it down. Their branches are made white. Lament like a virgin wearing sackcloth for the bridegroom of her youth. The grain offering and the drink offering are cut out from the house of the Lord. The priests mourn, the ministers of the Lord. The fields are destroyed, the ground mourns because the grain is destroyed, the wine dries up, the oil languishes," and it goes on. And he's speaking about this plague of locusts. Now, I doubt if any of us have experienced a plague of locusts, you know. But it is interesting, if you look, even I go online, I was looking it up a little bit, 2020, 2022, in East Africa, they had this plague of locusts. And so you see this swarms of actually millions of locusts where they talk about blotting out the sun. It really does. It almost gives shade to you from the bright sun because they were so numerous. And that happened in 2020. In 1915 was the last time they had one in the Palestine area of the world. And it's very much like Joel talks about. These locusts all came from the north. And it was very well documented because at that point, there was something called the American Colony of Jerusalem. Is anyone familiar with those folks? Okay, Steve is. Can you tell us about the American Colony of Jerusalem? The American Colony was started by Horatio G. Spafford. Who is Horatio G. Spafford? It is well with my soul. So he took off in 1881, went to Jerusalem, and set up this colony there. They were trying to gather Christians together. They had sort of a belief that if they were there, it would help usher in the Messianic kingdom. And